morning," she said, copying her mother's voice. But that sounded so fearfully affected that she was ashamed and stammered like a little girl.
"Oh, have you come? Is it about the Marquis?"
"That's right, miss," said the tallest of the men, a lanky, freckled fellow, and he shifted his tool bag, knocked back his straw hat and smiled down at her. "That's about it." His smile was so easy, so friendly that Laura recovered. What nice eyes he had, small but such a dark blue. And now she looked at the others. They were smiling too. "Cheer up, we won't bite," their smile seemed to say. How very nice workmen were. And what a beautiful morning. She mustn't mention the morning. She must be businesslike. The Marquis. Well, what about the lily lawn? Would that do? And she pointed to the lily lawn, with the hand that didn't hold the bread and butter. They turned. They stared in the direction. A little fat chap thrust out his underlip, and the tall fellow frowned. "I don't fancy it," said he. "Not conspicuous enough. You see, with a thing like a marquee." And he turned to Laura in his easy way. "You want to put it somewhere where it will give you a bang."